All right, welcome to the Green and Gold G Lounge. I'm your host, Amon Green, along with my good friends and teammates, Mr. Gilbert Brown, Grave Digger there, down there, and Mr. Doris the Horse Levins,
yo,
Mr. Irishman, and Ramblin' Wreck fan.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the Orangeman, too. Let's just throw that up in there, too. Yeah. All right, speaking of that,
my high school championships in the Dome up in Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's dope. Man. Come on, man. In Nebraska, man, we didn't get nowhere. Like, we would play, like, if you made it to the playoffs, you just played, or the championship game, you just played at one of the local high schools. You didn't play in Memorial Stadium until, like, I think it was, like, 1996. I'm like, man, come on, man. Can't we get the field?
That was a big deal to make it to the Dome.
Nice. Because I remember seeing, like, high school games where they could play in, you know, Cowboys Stadium. I was like, dang.
Yeah, yeah.
They doing it. And what about Detroit, Mr. Brown? What they do down there for high school championships? I probably know.
That raggedy-ass Pontiac Silverdome.
They used to have games in there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They still have it up? They tear it down?
No, they blew that bitch up.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was. I remember I played in it. I played in it twice, I think. In 2000 and 2001.
Yeah, I've been playing in it since 93.
Ooh. Yeah,
hard ass carpet.
Oh man, that was the one stadium that hurt the worst after the game. Minnesota was okay, but that game after the Detroit game, I'd be like, "God, dog!" I said, "My body hurt."
The old veteran stadium in Philly was garbage too. That deal was trash.
I played in that my freshman year, and I think I mentioned.
Wasn't it? I always come when somebody says something like that. I always come back to remembering the. I forgot which receiver that was. Jump up and caught a pass, came down and broke both his knees.
Ooh. Oh, in Pontiac?
No, in Philly. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I seen a DB do that for the Ravens. He went up for an interception. He came down and popped both his quads. God bless. I was like, God dang, I popped one quad. I'm like, oh my God.
You ain't living right.
something got you right there, man. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, let's talk about this college football, man. Everybody was in fisticuffs.
No, hold on.
Last week, first thing he wanted to talk about was how the Jayhawks beat Colorado Buffalo, Deion and the boys.
Yeah.
Now he don't want to say nothing.
What happened to your boys? I can pull up ESPN right now, so I can find out real quick.
Let's talk about I just told this fool. Let's talk about the tulips and the birds,
the
bees, and how beautiful the weather looks outside.
Yeah, what's the temperature in your neck of the woods? We'll get back on these Jayhawks in a second. Don't forget that. What's the weather there in Detroit?
Oh, you know what? I'm stepping into the Lions' Den this week. I'm going to the game.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh, Thursday. Yeah, it's right down the street from you.
Yeah, I've been summoned.
Ooh.
That means somebody paid me to come see this game. So I'm going to go see this game.
Okay.
It's going to be nice. I get to see it up close and personal.
Nice.
How far is the stadium from your house?
Yeah.
It's probably about 45 minutes.
You out there in the suburbs. See, Gilbert done made some money. He done left all his folks in the city of Detroit. All the way to the
suburb.
Right.
Because if I take that 69 charge out, I don't want to be at the light looking behind my shoulders. You know what
right.
I mean? I want to come out where I can enjoy my car.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
These youngins out here, they crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, Detroit. That's what we're talking about. Now let's talk about that's a good segue back into these youngins in college football. Acting the food this weekend.
Yeah, no, like I was saying, Gilbert said something about the bees. My Yellow Jackets almost pulled off a stunner. University of Georgia, right? Eight overtimes.
Hey.
They lost by two.
Let me lock my door. I don't want nobody walking in like they did at mine when Jose and the boys was moving all this shit around talking about, hey, can I get the camera? Hold on.
Yeah.
Lock
me. She set me up for failure right there. She set me up. I'm like, babe. She said, I forgot. I'm like, no, you didn't. I said, you know, Dorsey and Gilbert killing me right now.
Yeah, man. So until Gilbert get back, Syracuse upset Miami.
Yeah, I saw that. Did they fight?
I didn't see any fisticuffs. I didn't see that. Who else? Oh, Notre Dame spanked USC.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched that game. That was a butt whipping. And then I saw North Carolina. Oh, well, your boy, what he doesn't want to talk about is Baylor put half of 50, almost 50 on KU.
Hold on now. Hold on. I don't need you talking about my boys when I was gone. Hold on now.
Hey, hold on. Ain't that your homeboy school, Baylor?
Yeah. That's your guy, your compadre right down the street from you.
See, Dorsey, you like star shit. See, I see that
I know Santana and Dotson have said some shit already. So I know I ain't the first one.
Oh, that monkey son bitch called me last night.
See, I know. I
know he was talking. Oh, he gave it to you.
He ain't called me before the game.
Yeah, to talk.
He gonna call me after the game.
That's what he say.
Half dead.
Yeah, they put 45 on your boys. And that was on a road game there in Baylor, in Waco.
Is Nebraska going to a bowl game?
Yeah, we made it. We just snuck in. We just snuck in.
What y'all playing?
Don't know yet.
Nuts Bowl?
It's going to be something like that. Right now, the forecast is either the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City or it's something. Man, they got the Cheez-It Bowl down in Florida. Some crackers, some cheese crackers.
At least y'all in a bowl. That's a good thing.
Yeah, y'all not. Y'all 5-7. Oof, y'all missed.
Y'all
it.
Might play Syracuse in the Pinstripe Bowl because that's a big bowl for them because they're right there in upstate New York.
Right. Yep. What about? So Georgia. I know they bowling. Georgia's bowling.
And Dorsey, he don't count because he's gonna claim the team that's going to the bowl game. So go ahead and claim the team. You going
Is he a GT? GT bowler? Are they bowling?
Yeah, we bowl eligible.
Okay, so that means they going somewhere.
They going somewhere, yeah.
Yep, Nebraska, we are too, so. But there's a lot of coaching changes under our roof already. We hired Dana Holgorsen, who was the head coach for Houston last year. So we just hired him full-time for a two-year contract. He came in 3 weeks ago to help with the offense. But then our defensive coordinator just bounced to Florida State, so he's gone now. And I'm like, man, these were premeditated conversations too. So I'm like, interesting. You know, it's just business is business. I hear you, man. College is it's the NFL now. So it's very, very interesting with all that. So, but yeah, then the fight's going on. We had Michigan, Ohio State getting fisticuffs.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not too keen about taking your flag and putting it on the 50, man.
That's what I was just mentioning to Dorsey before we went live. I'm like, and then the kids don't realize it's field turf, you big dummy. The flag won't stand up. All that effort to smash the turf. Actually, like I said, Dorsey, the Ohio State turf looks a little deeper. So actually the flag like stood up halfway. It like stuck it in there. It was like leaning to the side. So they got about a foot of sand that's in the field turf there, so there you go. But yeah, it doesn't make sense. They don't have that home training. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know who started that? T.O. started that mess.
Yep.
And George Teague said we ain't having it.
Yeah, he about killed him. I remember seeing that answer.
They said Ryan Day just watched it. Everything. He ain't gonna try to help or stop nobody. He just looked around.
Man, he probably was in shock of the game.
Hey, man, hey, would you gonna jump in the middle of that with no uniform on?
No helmet on? Come on, G, you know better than
this.
That.
I'm going to tell you this. These people done paid me a lot of money, and stupid stuff gets you fired. So I'm going to be like, hey, boy. I'm going to get in there just because I need to keep my job.
And 9-1-1, we got a coach down. We got a coach down. Somebody get to the field.
But you know what? They always what we've been talking about on this show.
What's
be up? A reflection of your head coach.
Right.
Would you want your team to act like that, Dorsey?
To act like what? If we lose, go home, man. Game's over. You mean all that stuff after the game.
That's what you're telling them. But then you got the let's say you got a guy like Kabir Bajabir Miller, stupid as all our door.
Big pimping.
The pimp. Run out there with a flag and stick it on there. Do you want that to be the reflection of Dorsey Levens? Hell no.
Nah. Oh, my God.
You cuss his ass out.
You take your ass in the locker room. Cuss him out in the locker room. That's all right. I'm saying. one of the kids hit you upside the head with a helmet.
That wouldn't be Kabir though. I'll see with somebody.
I'm gonna have a shirt that has a TV on it. And it's going to say, a bougie.
A bougie. Yeah, not on my watch.
Who's going to do that?
And on the back of the t-shirt, it's going to say, not on my watch.
Or it should say, I wish a motherfucker would.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so that was North Carolina State fault. I was like, man, these kids don't have no home training. And then with our game, you know, the Iowa game, we lost to them. And I guess what got brought up was, you know, the captains came to the middle before the coin toss. And the Iowa Hawkeyes captains went to shake our captain's hands, and none of the Nebraska captains shook their hands. So they kind of just—they actually put their hands behind her back.
And I know y'all remember that brawl a couple years ago with Michigan and Michigan State in the tunnel.
Yeah, in the tunnel. I remember that.
That's Michigan. Them
Detroit. Somebody got hit in the head with a helmet.
They always fighting, man. They always fighting, man.
Yeah, I'm with Dorsey on it. Got to have some home training. You know, I'm not going to have you out there. We take a loss, take a loss. That's it. Well, or we win, we win. We treat them like, you know, say, good game, walk on. Get your butts in the locker room.
What about the dude that was trying to take Trevor Lawrence lunch money?
Oh, from the Texas game?
You mean when he slid?
Yeah. Took his lunch money.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, number zero for the Texans?
Yeah, yeah.
The linebacker that hit him? I saw he apologized. I didn't see the hit.
What y'all think about that, though? What y'all think about? Because, man, that's a fine line that people don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a lot.
A quarterback is going to push it beyond the limit to get that extra yard. And you're supposed to figure out when to hit him or when to pull off. You know what I mean? So that's a real fine line. What y'all feel about that?
My thing is for the defensive guy, if you're going full speed ahead and he slide, it's kind of hard to just pump on the brakes and just, okay, now I ain't going. If you Dorsey, full speed,
Dorsey,
knock his head off,
Dorsey,
it's hard to stop.
Did you watch it? I
did watch it.
Okay, so if you go on full speed and you see him sliding, at least you can do is not take your forearm and try to knock his head off, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can at least pull your forearm back and hit him. But he gave it to him. I didn't see the hit.
I just saw the apology.
That's the name. You know, the dude said we need to name the shows that we do. This show should be I Wish a Motherfucker Would.
I didn't see the hit, but I know he got a 3-game suspension. So Dome Rocker put that in the chat, and then we
but that's not his only one this year.
No, I know he's a repeat offender. I did see that too.
So he's just a headhunter. He don't care.
Yeah, he's like you remember Vontaze Burfict? They used to play for the Bengals.
Yeah,
but it's a Burfict or something like that.
Burfict. Yeah.
Yeah, he was knocking dudes out. He was on a mission. He was like had a tally. He had a belt under another belt saying, "Hey, check mark." You remember how Wile E. Coyote or the Roadrunner would like go on the wall and then scratch out Wile E. That's what he had. I was like, oh my goodness. We got so in the chat here real quick, we got OG John says, what's up guys? Good morning.
What up?
The Average Historian. He said, yeah, the Silver Dome. He remember that. And my man Dome Rocker said, yeah, he got put on the bench for 3 weeks and so he'll miss four. He'll say that what NFL got 6 games left? Five games left?
Five regular season because it's 17 games now, right?
Gotcha. So, yeah, he'll be fresh for playoffs if they continue to win. They got to continue to win. Texas has been struggling a little bit, so.
That's I'm kind of torn. I mean, you know, I'm defense all the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, imagine if that was your son running that ball and that dude did that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, dude, you see him sliding. So don't put the forearm to him. You know what I'm saying? But he's a repeat offender.
So it's a habit. So he's something that is not registered in his brain.
I don't think 3 games is enough.
Yeah, if he's a repeat offender, I'm surprised being a repeat offender that was more.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Three times, you sit your ass down for next season. Because you're going to have them fools that's going to say, well, I can get away with this and I can get away. No, sit your ass down.
No, that's the third time. He had to be fine.
Yes.
That's one thing I don't understand, boy. Give him that money back. That's
I mean, but when you making big cheese like these boys do now,
yeah, they're making that moolah.
But if you sit his ass down for the rest of the season with no game checks, shit, I bet you won't think about doing that shit again.
Yeah, you won't.
Shit, after losing these three game checks, he you would think.
Right. But yeah, sometimes it don't register. Mm-mm. I don't know.
Just can't get right, boss.
I love defense, and I love intensity, and I love, but I don't want to see guys get hurt like that. Because you see him? After, as soon as he got hit, his arm straightened out.
Yep.
I gotta go watch it.
Happened to Free when we played Tampa.
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Somebody called him back there. I think it's called fencing. What is it called?
I forgot. It is a name to it.
It's called ouch. That shit hurt. That's what it's called.
Oh man, it's something. Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, interesting stuff going around the league. But guy, the NFL, like you said, you get enough of them paychecks, not in that bank account.
Not
in that direct deposit, you're gonna be like, ooh.
It's a violent game for real, man.
Exactly. And yeah, gotta protect yourself.
I'm trying to talk my son's mom and letting him play. Stop saying that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we got it. Move on to our game here. We got our Packers, man, they get Dolphins up in Green Bay, and they
sacrificial lambs.
They had some nice sushi.
Sacrificial lambs.
They had some good old fashioned sushi, Dolphin style.
I was cooking. I ain't see most of the game.
Yeah, so they put it on them. So right away, it was right away. Two touchdowns in the first quarter for the Packers. Jaden Reed and a touchdown for Josh Jacobs in there. So it was defense did their offense did it too. So offense started it off. So let's talk about my man Dorsey. Did you watch the game?
I did watch the game.
Okay, all right. So
I thought we were great. I thought, like you said, Jordan played well. The biggest thing, one of the keys going down the stretch is going to be him turning the ball over.
Yes.
I think as long as he don't turn the ball over, we got a real, real good chance of winning the rest of these games. Looking at the schedule earlier, we got three losses. We lost to Detroit by 10, but the other loss was by 3. The other loss was by 5. That's one score. Yeah. So all these games have been close, but it's always a turnover margin.
Yep.
What does Josh Jacob have?
Josh Jacob, he had a quiet day. He didn't do much.
Yeah, but the Packers had over 100 yards rushing.
As a team. Total.
I'm really starting to like him, man. He looked like a tank coming down there.
Oh, yeah.
He is. I noticed, too, that something that we had to deal with, Doris. I don't know about G, if you ever got a thigh bruise, but he got those thigh pads that go around the side, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you be getting those thigh bruises.
Oh, yeah.
So he got on the thick pads. They wrap around the leg. So I'm like, yeah, he toting that thing. When you got those pads on, you getting hit constantly. Yeah. That stuff don't feel good. So you're like, let me put something on it because I don't want to wake up one night and, when you got kids too, they would run to, hey, babe, slow down. Hold up. Don't hit that leg right there.
So, listen here. I wore the big thigh pads.
Yep.
The long knee pads. Once we got hit in the legs, man.
Yes, now
a lot of guys don't wear thigh pads.
But they
just started doing it, mostly defensive backs and wide receivers. I was like, y'all crazy as hell. I've been getting my thigh pads.
Right. So, with that being said, he had a quiet day, but he still was effective. Got a touchdown. Jordan Love, though, no interceptions. You talk about him. You mentioned him, Dorsey, 274, 21 for 28. So that right there is what we want to see moving forward, because come playoff, this is the playoff stretch now. We're in it. Full on stride to make sure you solidify your place in your division. And for Packers, we already know it's going to be this Thursday, Detroit. We're going to be talking about that game here in a minute. So,
hey, I got Josh a question for y'all.
What's up?
Do guys still wear hip and butt pads?
No.
Because I know I didn't wear them when I played.
I did. I wore everything. but no, they don't wear, dude, they barely wear the pants. You've seen college and some of the pro guys, they pull their game.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, let his ass be mute. Let him keep
talking. We can't hear you, AG.
It just hit my face hit the thing.
Okay.
I heard you, big dummy. Yeah, Josh Jacobs.
He can't wait for somebody else's shit to go wrong.
I know, because we all up here, because you need to get your stuff together.
I talk about my motherfucking internet.
You ain't glitched yet. You must have put something on.
I know
grill.
You got some good internet today, bro.
Knock on wood, brother.
You got some good internet today. Hey, because I was getting text messages and DMs from the chat over the weekend. They was like, hey, is Gilbert going to have a good internet?
That's probably all them people in his house right now. He got somebody behind him holding up one of them big board, one of them big satellite things.
Oh, man.
Get some good coverage.
I got motherfucking all aluminum foil running around.
Yep.
Hold on, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I say, but your defense did the job. They took away the run game with all the fast runners, the Mozarts and the Achants. Mm-hmm. They only had 39 yards rushing.
Zaire's still out,
I think. Yep. Let me see. Yeah, he's still out.
I hope he comes back this week.
Hopefully. He had a knee, so it might have been serious. But like I said, the defense up front, Kenny Clark and crew.
You know what?
They did their due diligence.
Sorry, Miami. Y'all was the sacrificial lambs.
Yeah.
We was getting ready for what is upon us this week.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be talking about that in a minute here. Yeah.
5 sacks on defense, right?
Yeah, 5 sacks. I think it was a couple fumbles. Two fumbles. They picked up two. One fumble. Two. There were two fumbles, but one lost.
This Detroit game, man, because I'm telling you. let's get to it, man. Shit.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, let's get on to it. I'm going to tell you
this right now. Here go the keys to winning the game.
All right, here we go. We got it right here. That's what it is. NFC North battle at Ford Field. What's up?
You came up with that?
Yes, indeed.
Let me make everything spell right.
Put your glasses on, dummy.
But for real, though, I'm going to tell you the key to the game is going to be our offensive line. Because I was watching their game, and 99
for Detroit.
What that boy? He was in Green Bay. 55 for us.
Zadarius Smith. He's there.
They got him up and down, and you got to make sure you account for him.
100%.
And if the offensive line ain't ready,
they better be.
We're going to be in trouble. Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to just put it out there right now. Because I don't think Detroit can match up with our receivers well. I don't think they would. Because number 11, number 9,
Watson.
87. Yep. Yeah, I said that. 87. Dog, they three or four of the best receivers in the league right now.
Yeah,
and all we got to do is have the time to get them the ball and let that bowling ball come downhill. They can't stop all that shit.
Yeah, you know what, man? That's typical for a defensive guy to put the burden on the offensive line. How about the defensive line need to step their ass up because they got two running backs over there and Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, who've been running up and down the damn field all year. So y'all defensive line, y'all need to show up. And
the reason
Jared Goff, because if he got time, bro.
Do shit last time. If you look up the stats now the reason why I said that is that we need to score points just in case to keep up.
These
motherfuckers,
because they've been averaging 32. 0.7 points a game.
Even though they score, we got to keep pace with them.
Yeah, if we don't
keep pace with them, we in trouble.
It's almost feel like watching the. I'm not even gonna say it. Never mind. I was gonna say something. I know I was gonna get both of y'all was gonna be like, "What the hell?" Shut that.
You know what just bumped into my head? Them sorry ass Arizona Cardinals lost to them sorry ass Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yep, and gave you the.
I had a win. I was going to call both of y'all.
We'll find that out.
23.
Your pick?
I was so mad.
We'll find that out. And who's your pick? We told you. We talked to you. We were trying to get you into picking them. Pick them, bro.
Never.
Oh my God, they hot right now. You know?
Never.
But yeah, back to.
I'll pick a mouse team before I pick them, motherfucker.
So you said one strategy, G, is going to be what? Or not offense. I mean, went in the trenches, right? That's what I meant.
Yeah, I really do think that we got to, we on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Because yes, we got pushed around a little bit in the first game. And I think that this Miami game has got us back into focus to play this game, because we needed confidence going into this game that mm-hmm. we can really do what we need to do. So in the trenches, man, I mean, fuck y'all pretty boys, man. Y'all motherfuckers get all the damn this, that, and the other. Both of y'all, like y'all two some bitches. Y'all get all the damn this, that, and the other. And I'm tired of that shit. Right now, it's all about
it. What you gonna do about it? It's too late.
I did it at 9:07. I tried to take your motherfucking jaw off if I could.
Yes, he did, too. Yeah,
pick you up, and say, Torsi, I love you. But don't you come by my way no more. I told you.
Hey, you know me. I was hard-headed. I didn't listen to
you. Yeah,
yeah.
I was hard-headed. You was a screw loose.
I like it. You was a screw loose. I come on. You say that, I came harder.
All of us better, though.
True. Yep. True. All right. So, speaking of that, the winning in the trenches, so what should be the offensive strategy dealing with our O-line running against their D-line and vice versa? Their O-line blocking and opening homes for Jahmyr and Montgomery. They had a little note I saw last week on ESPN talking about players that were with the Bears that are now gone and how they're succeeding, like David Montgomery, you know, because of what I say bad decision making the front office for the Bears have been doing over the last 5-6 years for that team.
They fired their coach, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They fired their coach.
But you fired him after that game too?
Nah, it was on both. It was on him and the player Williams. On the field, Caleb Williams. Like he got to take some of that credit as well of not calling that timeout.
I think the problem was with Eberflus is that he doubled down on it. He was like, "Yeah, I did it. That was the plan. That's how we supposed to manage the clock." Nah. If you hear that and everybody saw what happened, you were like, "All right, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, Doris. I mean, I didn't know he said that. I did not know he said that.
He did. He doubled down on it. He was like, what's the problem? He's like, you know."
We lost the game. That's the problem, bro.
He didn't see it that way.
Timeout. Come here. Let's get the field goal team out there. Let's kick this field goal, take it to overtime, and give us another chance. You know, it's about – that's what coaches are – part of their job is giving the team the opportunity to win. Yeah.
Speaking of guys leaving their last organization and playing real well, McKinney from the Giants leads – Cole leads NFL with 7 interceptions.
7 picks. He's in their defensive backfield.
He on pace to break Eric Dickerson record.
Yeah.
He's 121 yards a game going to finishing the season. I don't know if he's going to get it, though, because I don't know if he's going to play that last game.
Yeah.
Philly's spot might already be solidified in the playoffs, so it might not – you know, they might rest their starters.
Yeah, and they got I've been playing Madden. They put his move on the game, which I knew it was coming.
My son showed me that yesterday. I was like, they can do that in the middle of the season?
Yeah, like, they can do that. They update the games. They ain't like how the Nintendo used to be back in the day when we had it, and the Sega Genesis.
They ain't lying. They blew Atari up if you try to do some shit like that.
Oh, let's try to update the game now. Boom, boom, bop, boom. Smoke everywhere. Yeah, they could patch. So they call that patching. So they sent out a patch to put in into the game. Through the internet, when you update, when you turn on your system, a PC or Xbox or PlayStation.
Ah, okay.
So that's how
you do that. I guess you being the game professor.
Yes,
you know that stuff.
Yes, So this is like how you can understand patching or updating a video game. Just imagine every time you came on that football field, it was a new scheme that you had to learn. Every week. So they do it every 2 to 3 months for every game on average.
Okay.
So just imagine, with your defensive line, with y'all, whatever you ran when you was on the Super Bowl teams, when you got to Green Bay, you know your scheme, right? So just imagine that scheme in September, and then come October, they flip it on you. They change it. They give you different responsibility. And so then they doing that at least twice a season.
Sound like some shit Fritz would do.
Yeah. Yeah, it would drive me crazy, too. Because offensively, we got the West Coast, which can be a pass West Coast, or it could be a run West Coast. Or it could be a hybrid of both. And the biggest thing for us is, just like I think maybe for the defense, too, G, is the verbiage. Make sure we know what means what. Because, you know, we hear certain things. We hear 2-jet, we know what that means. We hear Fox 2, we hear Hound 2, okay. We know protections. We hear that stuff. So, It's like, I know y'all same on defense. Y'all hear some key words. You'd be like, okay, this is what I'm doing on this play.
That's what happened. Half the season, I'm rushing the passer. And then Fritz come to me and he say, okay, I need you dropping the coverage. Huh?
Yeah.
You need me to work?
Yeah, I want to see you, G. You could do it, G. You
did. You had me dropping in the coverage, man.
I know, when I see, go ahead.
I would have got a penalty because if anybody would have came across, I'm just knocking your ass out. I ain't chasing.
Hey, I love it when I see those D tackles drop in the coverage. They like looking everywhere. They happy. They like, oh man, I'm in coverage now.
No, I was pissed off. That was extra running.
Who's the big boy from the Jets that returned?
He was with the Jets. He was with the Seahawks now. Williams.
Seahawks. Yeah.
Yeah. Williams. He went 90-something yards. 90-something yards.
Big fella. Chili, I don't know if you made it, Chili. I don't know. You might have failed to pitch the ball.
You might have did what Big Dog did to Leroy on that.
You know, big boys. Once we get our hands on the ball, we ain't gonna want to give it up. Only real big dog when Big Dog handed it off
to Leroy
for the first Lambo leap ever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'd have kept that Big Dog.
Yeah. When was the last time you ran 90 yards? 1980 what?
Nigga.
It was in the 80s or the 90s.
I can't remember.
Between college and high school.
On a football field?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never.
Unless
we had to do them 110s.
Oof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about them 110s.
Yeah, the
110s were gangster. And speaking of one,
Green Bay over and back twice. What we do for our conditioning test?
We did 110s, but we'll do the shuttle, the 300-yard shuttle.
That's it.
You will do either down and back on the 25-yard line or down and back on the 50-yard line.
I had a coronary on the gassers.
Man.
Everybody used to get mad at me because mine was continuous. I ain't going to even stop because I ain't make the time. So then y'all start running. I'm going to just keep running. I'm going to just go back, forward.
Listen, we always knew what the, because we got the off-season workout and they had the whole off-season planned.
Yep.
So whatever the conditioning test was about a month before we went, I did that once a week. Just to get right. Just to know I was gonna pass it. Let me prepare for this thing.
We did.
I ain't out there panicking.
That was torture.
Yeah. We did it in Lincoln too. We did it. It was 25, so that means we had 9 turns. I counted off the turns. That down and back 9 times. I was like, and then went Green Bay. By the time I did it in Seattle too, where I about passed out. And then Green Bay. By the time I got to Green Bay, I had it mastered. I had it down pat. I was like, I'll take that little break. We only had in Green Bay, I think we only had like a 2-minute break in between each. Because in Seattle and in Nebraska, we had a 5-minute break, which was awesome.
Stupid.
Often.
All the strength coaches.
That's not a conditioning test.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was.
I'll tell you the worst conditioning test real quick at Georgia Tech. We ran out 40. And I remember because I ran a 4.40, fastest time I ever ran.
Yeah.
And they was like, all right, so the conditioning test next week, you got to run 10 40s within 5/10 of a second of your fastest time. So all 10 40s for me had to be under 4.9. I was like, I've been bamboozled.
Oh, that's torture. That ain't even right.
Oh my man. And listen, right? So the dudes went before me, they was dying. I was like, them fools ain't in shape. I'm ready to go. I've been working hard for this. Man, after that fourth one, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of these six. Man,
I think I did that. I had to do that one time. Either Seattle or Nebraska. I think I did something like that. Sound familiar. That sounds.
Yeah. We had like a minute in between each 40. And we had to jog back.
Nah, makes no sense.
I'd have turned it in my helmet. I'm through.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of, so we're going to segue into stopping the rushing attack because they get them boys running. Them boys going to be tired chasing them down. But real quick to the chat, Dome Rocker bringing up, Jaden Reed is second most with touchdowns with 17 by the Packers in his first two seasons, right behind Eddie Lacy with 24. So shout out to Jaden Reed, as Mr. Brown mentioned. Wide receiver putting up the big yardage and stats that the defensive backfield for the Detroit Lions got to deal with come this Thursday night. But yeah, they got Mr. Gibbs and Mr. Montgomery. Mr. Gibbs, he's a Bama back,
And, where did he start off at?
I don't know. Where did he start off at?
Georgia Tech, baby.
Oh, he did? I didn't know. Yeah.
You should have said one of them nine schools Dorsey like.
I didn't know he was crazy. GT.
I don't know if you remember Tashaar Choice that played.
Yeah, I remember
the Cowboys. Yeah, he's a Georgia Tech guy. He was coaching Jameer when he was a freshman.
Oh,
and I went to practice, and Tashaar was like, "Dorse, this one right here." He was like, "You ain't seen nothing like this before." I was like, "All right, let me see what he got." Yeah, but Tashaar told me that 7 years ago.
Wow,
something like that.
I'm a college. Where my Montgomery go? Is he Michigan State? I don't know. I'm thinking Michigan State for some.
I don't know.
But anyway, he was a Bear before that, and but now these boys are smash and dash. You got Jameer. He set a. I think his it's like 1 point. It's like point something seconds when he hits when he gets the handoff to the hole, and he gets the ball from golf, and his linemen get into the blocks. It's like a point 2 seconds or something crazy. I'm like, yeah, he hitting that thing fast, running.
Man.
So.
Man, and the crazy thing is that he hovers around 8, 9, 10 carries a game.
Right, and that's it.
Like, you give him 20, 30 carries, he gonna break some records.
Oh, yeah. He gonna break some records.
Man, them backs are good. Yeah. Them backs are good.
Yeah.
But y'all need to watch that offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
For Detroit? Or?
Yes, Detroit.
Yeah, they're good. They're good, too.
They do things like I can see the tackle. He'll hit. That he'll run down and smash a linebacker. Like he'll hit that end, run down, smash them linebackers. So he blocking two people.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've seen it happen.
You see what I'm saying? Them boys are physical, man. And like you said, it follows from the coach, Dan Campbell, talking about biting off kneecaps and whatnot.
I loved it.
You know what I mean? But that's like you said, Gilbert, the team followed that coach.
Yeah, yeah. So that
they're real physical. Real physical.
That team averaging 31.9 points a game. Run game here is what? They got 1,800 on the season as a team. 21 rushing touchdowns as a team.
I'm going to tell you, man, Jared Goff is good. Your running backs are good. Saint Brown or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Amon Ross St. Brown.
They good. Yeah. But the heart and soul of that team is that offensive line.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and for me, to be honest, I say that's where most good teams, if they're running the ball, lies.
If they winning,
exactly,
the whole line is doing their thing.
Because Dorsey,
doing their thing.
I know you could speak on the O line that you had, and then you know, the guys. Yeah, you know, I had Baker Donuts for a year, and Flanny. You had those two guys, and then you had Timmerman and a few other, and Big Earl. You know, when they get
Aaron Taylor.
Yep.
Yeah, we have some guys, man. We have some dogs, man. Guys, you go out and fight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's all you want.
Exactly. What I would hear, I have Marco, and you know, you have Marco too.
Marco,
and
Mike Wall
and all them guys be trash talking the D line. Oh, I don't know if they ever told you stories. I know I mentioned a few times. Marco, he said, AG, I used to tell the D lineman, hey, number 30 or number 25, he's coming right here and you can't stop him. Hey, bro. Like, hey, man, you need to slow that, pump that brakes. I don't want them hit me no harder than what they have to.
Marco was tough. Yeah, he was tough.
I used to like Ross Verba. I know. I don't think Gilbert's and boys liked him at all. We loved
they
him.
Didn't, they we didn't like him. Ross. They did not like Ross because they thought Ross was so, he trying to be pretty boy. You talking about pretty boy, G? Ross, he was the one showing up in a three-piece suit on away trips.
Trying to look like a gangster.
Yeah, he'll come, and then on a home game, he'll be out. He'll be having like he had like the FUBU. Remember when FUBU was a thing?
Yeah,
he had the FUBU sweats on.
Ross looked like he was a part of the mob.
Right, he come in there gangster.
You could have put Ross on the Sopranos, then he would have fit right in.
Yes, yeah. He had his hair slicked back and everything. And I'm like, bro, didn't you play at Iowa? Oh, pump your brakes. but he was interesting. None of the guys, like, I remember talking to Marco and Mike. They're like, we hate this dude.
That's good. I remember Dexter McNabb, he was trying to get in my head as a rookie because we was two fullbacks competing for the last fullback spot. He said, hey, man, let me talk to you for a minute. I said, what's up, man? He said, yo, man, them linebackers can't stand your ass. I said, good. I don't give a fuck about them linebackers.
Exactly.
If they don't like me, that's good.
That's good, exactly. Man, let them deal with it. Yep, let them deal with it. Oh, man, so let's get into the successes. keys to success against these Lions. We kind of mentioned already, slow down that run game. And I say the one
about that, man. Come on, man.
What's that?
We already talked about that.
Yeah, that. But I'm saying, I'm getting to the other point. You mentioned how the defensive backfield, you know, our wide receivers, we got to make sure they test them because they've been tested. Keep doing it and see if they're going to, you know, Aaron Glenn, that defensive coordinator, great player, but now he's a coach, to see if he can, you know, tell those players what position to get in, the right positions to slow down Watson, Dobbs, and Reed back there, and even Josh Jacobs out the backfield. They got him catching, doing the same thing. So that's what I say is attack that back end, because we already know the front end, the D line, and the linebackers are going to come in to play. So for me, it's test that defensive backfield to give us a shot, and then understanding that we got the offense, we got the run game and the pass game going. For me, what about yourself?
Is Dobbs playing this week?
I don't know. He's still in concussion protocol, so okay. We'll find out by the end of the week, or you know, by Wednesday. By Wednesday.
I think.
What about yourself, G?
I think we got to apply more pressure. Mm-hmm. I mean, not long do we got to stop the run, but we got to apply more pressure. I think we need some more blitzes. So we can't let Goff just sit there.
Right.
You know, and last game, it wasn't enough pressure. It wasn't enough to make him think about, should I get out of this pocket or should I just stand here because my guys is going to keep me safe? We got to figure out ways to take him off his game. You know what I'm saying? If we know the ball is coming downhill, which mm-hmm. it does.
Yes, indeed.
Every time he drops back, we got to put heat on his ass. Plain and simple.
That's it.
We got the linebackers to do it. You know, we got to create blitzes so that they're not comfortable back there.
Yep, because they're going to do the same thing to Jordan Love. We already know that. Dorsey, yep. You got anything you want to add?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think we covered all the bases. We just got to be physical, man. You know, most football games comes down to which team is the most physical. And we're going to find out on primetime Thursday night.
And our special teams got to be better than theirs.
That's their special teams is good. So we definitely can't lose the game in special teams.
Can't do it. You know, have a big return. I know I haven't seen Nixon back there. They got who they got back there? I think they got some of the Young Bucks returning. But Nixon was a big deal last year before he got the main job at safety. So you know how that works. Become you a special teamer. We work your way off of that by getting a starting job. So good for that. But now, yeah, have somebody back there that can return kicks. But then also looking at the field goal kicking, McManus, he's actually been pretty good since the pickup, because we were struggling. Carlson went to the Raiders and he's still missing field goals, unfortunately for him. So it's good change getting McManus in. He come in hitting some game winners, so hopefully he could keep that going where we could get in the position to make sure we either up by a lot and don't need to need him, you know, to win by a field goal or whatever. But we know we got him in the back pocket just in case. So definitely special teams is that big factor here. So let's get on to the picks of the week. Mr. Brown, this reaction, I said the sentence and he's like, oh God, here we go. Mr. Brown, why are you shaking your head like that? That's all I'm asking.
You're going to let me down, man.
We told you. What did we tell you?
Dog, Vikings only won by 1 point.
It don't matter, but we told you. We said pick the Vikings, man.
You know he hard-headed.
Right. You don't want to listen.
Still holding on to grudges that happened 30 years ago.
Man. You got Woosah.
That ain't even a grudge.
You got some Woosah. You got Woosah that. Man, this is winning.
Yeah, you got to Woosah that.
You want some bragging rights, right? Because you ain't got any. Just letting you know. All right.
So what was the record from last week? What was everybody's record?
Everybody's record. Here we go. I got that up. I did my due diligence early. All right. We had a good week. Everybody had a good week. I went 14-2. Dorsey, you went 13-3. And Mr. Brown, you went 12-4. So there you go.
13-3. Who
so we all picked the Patriots, and they got beat by the Colts. You picked the Bengals, and they got beat by the Steelers. And then
when I texted you, I spelled it wrong.
Oh,
no, that was a week ago. That was 2 weeks ago.
I spelled Bengals wrong.
No. That was
spell his loss wrong. Yeah, because you gonna keep that one.
I spelled it wrong. It's spelled S-T-E-E-L-E-R-S.
No.
I put it. I
So that you got to say you
spell check. It spell check got me.
You mean to tell me that a S and a B eight? What are you talking about?
I didn't have my glasses on. I can't see. That's without not my fault. Readers.
That's not my fault, Doris.
You can't. I just misspelled the word. You can't fault me for that.
How you misspell the whole word though? That's what you got to explain. Not just the S or the B. What about the ENGAL?
I didn't have my glasses on, man.
Hey, man, he went to too many schools. He don't know what.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Good try, Doris. I love the effort. I love the effort there.
Take the L.
I'm 158 and 47. Dorsey, you 139 and 56. And G, you 124 and 69, bro. Wait, we're doing a lot better than all these newscasts, you know, NFL Network and CBS. Yeah. You need to come to us. If you want to win some money, look us up. Listen to this show. Because those guys on those stations, they got the producer in their ear. Like, no, you didn't say that in the meeting. You got to pick the other team, you know.
Man, Russell Wilson, he don't turn the clock back 10 years. He out there throwing 400 yards and shit.
Coaching. That's what that is for me.
All right, Russ. I ain't mad at you, Russ.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Sierra feeding him good now.
Yep. And they got some coaching, man. That's where they're feeding him at. Tottenham know how to coach him.
Yeah.
All right, and first game up is our game, Thursday night game, Prime Video. That means it's on Twitch. And we got the Packers going in, and we already know, into Detroit. Gilbert is going to get he's going to put the extra bars on his door or something. Getting ready for the game because they know where he at. They got your address, bro. So I'll start with you, Mr. Brown. Who is your pick? I know who's your pick, or I don't know who's the score, huh?
The Packers. We gonna go in and we gonna beat them. I don't even know. I don't like doing this score shit, but I'm gonna say I'm gonna say something off the wall. 24-22.
That ain't bad. That's a tight game. Mr. Levins?
I'm going to go Packers 28-27.
All right. See here.
Somebody missed a kick, huh?
Yeah.
28-27. Tight one.
Three touchdowns or two field goals.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
It's going to be a tight one here. I'm going to say 21-17 for me. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be
you
brutal.
You got the over-under in front of you?
Over-under, it is 3.5 to Detroit.
No, what's the
over-under? The total is 51.5 points.
51, so that's...
So that's
what 28-25.
I still don't know what the hell that
means.
So that's the total of the game, G. So
yes, it's the total points of the game.
The total points of the game from both teams. So they're saying that both teams is going to have 25 points, basically. 25, 26 points for the total of that game.
2 points, so I'm closest to Vegas.
So you want to take the over or the under, that's when they ask you that. And so you say... both teams would be. I'm gonna take the over. They gonna score over 51.5 points.
I'm gonna take the wing or the thigh. That's what I'm gonna do.
Right? Only with a big man we get chicken and talking about food always. And chicken talking always. About over unders.
Over here, we gonna stop by the gas station and get some chicken on the way to the game.
Oh man, this might be a chicken game right here.
I'm gonna have a dilemma. Is it gonna be Crispy Crunch or Crispy Chester? Crunch.
Crispy Crunch sounds good.
But when I'm in Detroit, it's straight churches. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I ain't had some churches.
Y'all ain't got no Popeyes in Detroit?
Yeah.
You like churches better than Popeyes?
I love churches.
There's only one churches here I know of.
Yeah, there's only one here I found. Yeah, the rest of Popeyes.
When I was in Atlanta, I chose churches over coming to hang out with you.
Dang.
That ain't surprising. I remember, man, so... I started cutting my mom's grass during the pandemic. So I was teaching class, and I was going to her house, and the church is by her house.
Right.
And I was like, man, I got to eat something before I go cut her grass. When I tell you, I showed up, my mother was like, boy, what is all that on your face? I was like, what? What? I fucked that chicken up. Oh. She was like, boy, get in the house and wash your face. I had grease all over my face. I had shit in my beard.
Yeah, man, you know, that's some good chicken right there.
I got some good shirts, man, that I got that, you know how you eat chicken and
it messes the grease,
Laying on your chicken and you forgot.
Yep.
And then you get home, you knock it off, and then you wash your shirt. You got them faded spots on your shirt.
Grease stains.
I'm a grease stained motherfucker.
Oh, man. So, woo. All right, getting into the rest of this pick. Next pick here, we got the Jaguars going up to Tennessee. This is a can't get right game. Even though Tennessee is 4-point favorites, we got the Titans are 3-9. And the Jaguars are 2-10. So can't get right here, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick? Tennessee is the favorite.
I'm going to go with the Titans because Trevor Lawrence probably ain't going to be back. At least not this week.
Oh, yeah. He definitely put concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, because that happened Thursday, right?
Yeah. Or yesterday.
Oh, Sunday.
Day before yesterday. Yeah, day before yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
I gotta go online and see this.
What was the team?
Jaguars going to Tennessee. Tennessee is the favorite, 4-point favorites, and the over-under is 40.5.
Tennessee,
yep, me too. Somebody gotta figure it out from that game. Another one to figure out, can't get rights, is the Jets sitting at 3-9, going down to MIA to Miami, 5-7 Dolphins. Offense are 6.5-point favorites, Mr. Brown. So who is your pick there?
Where they at?
In Miami.
I'm gonna go. Ooh.
Yeah.
Jets suck.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Miami. Because they back home. They back warm and shit.
Yeah. They're not a sushi platter anymore.
Jets season is over, so they ain't got nothing to play for.
Yeah.
But the big boy returned the interception or fumble for the Jets. I mean, against the Jets.
Yeah, it was the Seahawks. It was an interception. It was the longest interception return by somebody over 300 and something pounds. It was something like that.
Yeah. No, the Jets ready to go home, man. Season's over.
So we have Hozier, OG John, and Don Rocker all pick Miami for this game too. And I'm gonna go with Miami as well. Yep, Miami as well. Our next game up, we got these Falcons going up to Minneapolis to face those Vikings. All right, Mr. Levins. Who's your pick here? Minnesota is 5-point favorites in this game.
Yeah,
10-2.
My son and I went to the game here this weekend, the Chargers.
Yeah,
and the Falcons, and my son left real mad at Kirk Cousins for the 4 interceptions.
Oh, he had 4 picks? Ooh.
Yeah, 4 picks. My son was like, "Dad, who's he throwing the ball to?" Hey, man. Hey, settle down, dog. Just chill out.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, so I'm with that being said. But what's crazy is that the Falcons still got a chance to win their division.
Right. Their division is not looking good.
Yeah, Tampa's up there. But, yeah, so I'm not going with the Falcons. Minnesota. Oh, yeah, that's another loss for Gilbert. This is the perfect time to forgive and forget.
There you go. Work on it. Work
and
on it, brother.
With the Vikings.
Because I'm going Vikings, too. What about you, Mr. Brown? Come on. You know you want to.
I pick the old lady in the stands before I pick them dumb bitches.
Oh, man, we got Hauser picks the Vikings. Everybody picks the Vikings except for G.
Me against the world.
Adam G.
World, baby.
Adam G. goes skull. He does the skull thing. Like, dang. All right. Next game on the list here. We got the for show get rights of the year right now. We got the Saints in at 4-8 going to New York to face the Giants at 2-10.
Saints. Don't play. Saints.
I don't know, man. Yeah, man. Taysom Hill's out for the year with the injury.
Man, everybody can be out, and the Saints gonna still whoop their ass.
But they a dome team going to cold ass New York. I'm going to New York.
How dare you?
It's warm in New Orleans, man. Them boys don't want to be down there in that cold.
I wish we had sound effects because I'd have pushed the button that said crickets after you picked that one.
That's the same button they hit when you pick the Falcons.
Come on, Falcons. Dirty Bird.
I don't know. Kirk Cousins used to play in Minnesota. He might have a little extra.
Right. I told you. Y'all are messed up on your little picks, yeah. All you little picking Vikings some bitches.
Yeah, I saw what Jerry Jeudy did. Came back to the Broncos, hit him for 235 receiving.
Hey. I got my little pom-poms out for your boy to be MVP before we get to that pick. Buffalo.
Oh, Josh. Yeah. Yeah, he balling.
Man. He balling, dog.
Yep. And my dumb ass started Matthew. I still won my fantasy game, but I started Matthew Stafford because it was a bunch of snow in the forecast in Buffalo. So I'm like, he ain't going to be able to throw the ball around. Wrong.
What?
Your mic is out again.
Hitting it. There you go. And he runs the ball too, so.
Yeah.
All right, next game here, we got the Kitty Cat Panthers.
I wonder if everybody going to message you because your mic keep going out.
I hit it by accident.
Everybody messing with me with my internet. Yeah,
you got a new mic that's real sensitive, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It works, though. All right. So Panthers, 3-9.
Colors, all. Look at that.
It's professional.
Jose came back while he was messing around and changed his mic out.
That's a good one. Oh, my goodness. All right, we got Philly, who beat the Ravens last week. Also, I mean, a couple weeks ago. And now they got the Panthers. They're 12-point favorites here because the Panthers are 3-9. In Philly, Mr. Brown.
So, and how about Baltimore? Is it Baltimore, Carolina, or Philly? Who planned?
Oh, well, I said Eagles beat the Ravens last week. Oh,
okay, I got you.
But, yeah, it's Philly playing the Panthers, so my bad on that.
Oh, that's easy. Eagles.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, Philly. You got to think about it.
Philly. Nope, Philly.
All right. AFC North matchup.
Who won the game last night? I'm sorry.
Browns and
the Broncos won.
Broncos won. It was the Broncos.
It was a good game, though. Your boy Jameson Winston.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Jameson.
He threw for almost 497 yards. I want to say four touchdowns, but he had three interceptions and two pick sixes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's what did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had a okay running game, too. What's the name? Been toting it a little bit. Chubb. He's back. Yeah.
He had a touchdown catch last night, too.
Yep.
But that boy, Bo Nix, is getting better, man. He had a 97-yard touchdown pass last night. He's definitely getting better. You can tell Sean Payton is getting him right.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
For sure.
Bo Nix, the quarterback.
Who?
So we got the AFC North matchup here. Browns, like I said. Steelers, 9.5 points or 6.5 points to the Steelers here, Mr. Levin. So who's your pick?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Steelers. They ain't going to get me twice.
I hear you, Mr. Brown.
I tried to tell you last time it was going to be the Steelers.
Ain't nobody taking advice on picks from your ass.
I'm going Steelers, too.
It's the last place 3 years in a row.
Oh, my God. It's rolling,
you
too.
Everybody
in the chat, Steelers.
Next time, I'm going to take it real personal, and I'm going to beat the shit out of both of y'all.
With what?
Next time, I said.
Next time what? Like, I just want to know what this is.
AG, Gilbert's sensitive like that mic in front of you. Every time you touch a nerve, he go off.
Hey, you know what, though? When playoffs start, we go back to zero, right?
No,
yeah. I'm saying right now I'm going undefeated.
Okay.
What we'll see.
So you can swipe.
Well, you already picked against the Vikings.
You can wipe that punk ass, silly ass, pretty ass motherfucking smile off your face when I go undefeated. Y'all write it down.
I want to see this.
Where is this confidence coming from? You've been in last place for 3 straight years.
Because I'm tired of it, damn it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you got to figure yourself out because Vikings are going to the playoffs. So that means you got to pick. Yeah. You're going to have to pick a playoff.
If they, okay, I'll take it back if they make the playoffs.
No. There ain't no taking it back.
I pick them motherfuckers.
What's the Vikings record? 10-2?
10-2, yes.
You got 10 losses because of your grudge.
Yes.
10 losses on the year.
Yep. 10 of them. All right. Yep. Next game on the list, we got the Raiders. Can't get right, but okay football. They got some ballers. They got Bowers, the kid from Georgia, balling out.
Can you imagine? I'm sitting in the dining hall, and the finest girl in the place walk in with a nice mink coat on, nice high heel, just sexy. And she take off her coat and she got a Viking shirt on. What you think I'm going to say? Bitch!
I didn't see.
You didn't see that coming in.
No, I did not. I didn't know what you were going to say, G. You got me with that one.
Oh, man.
That was a good one. You got. I didn't know what you were going to say on that
it's
one.
Just, it's too short, little brother, too big.
Hey, you got Adam. Adam. Oh, my God. That was a good one, too, Dorsey. Adam in the chat said, I still have Gilbert's Viking rookie card. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
If he got a Viking rookie card, my name is Popeye the Pump.
I would love to see that one. Please send it to Armand. Adam, put it in the Discord. Take a picture of it, put it in the chat, please. All right, next game.
He's talking about that. It's a Kansas uniform, you scrub.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They do that. But we have Pirates. We actually have Pirates versus Pirates here. We have the Raiders versus the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are 7-point Baker favorites.
Baker Mayfield's out blocking people.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I can see him as that dude. So, G, who's your pick here? Buccaneers. Buccaneers, 7-point favorites.
What's Raiders. That?
And who else?
And the Raiders. That? And the Raiders.
Oh, man. What the boy named Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
I'm with y'all too.
When I was in Philly, we lost to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship, and they went to the Super Bowl and beat the shit out of the Raiders.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw that game in person. That's when they put in a Tampa 2 with Derrick Brooks dropping up the middle of the field, having picks all day, all season.
That was like 55-17.
It wasn't even right. It was destroyed. Yeah. They got destroyed. All the chat, all Buccaneers. Hauser picks the Bucks. Dome Rocker and OG John also picks the Bucks with the dub this weekend. All right, NFC West matchup. We got Seattle going down to Arizona first in the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are 3-point favorites, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick?
Man, where is it at?
It's in Phoenix. Down in AZ.
I'm gonna go with Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Seattle.
Mr. Brown?
I'm going with Seattle because Arizona pissed me off.
So you using emotions right there. See? Right there. Emotion. I don't know, too. This is a tough one. I'm gonna just go all Seahawks.
It's your old team, dog.
I'm gonna go there. All right, next one up. We got the hot Bills, even though they up in the North Pole. We got all that snow on the ground. They go out to L.A. to thaw out. What's up?
That lake effect snow.
That lake effect. So they go out to L.A. to thaw out.
I was watching the news, and they call it thunder snow. Y'all see that?
Yeah,
snowing and it was thundering.
Yeah, thunder blizzard. It was either thunder snow or thunder blizzard.
I don't want to live there.
Yeah, that's Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Green Bay would do that to you. I remember one day I'm looking outside the window. It's that lightning and snow. I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, we got to go. That was about 5 years ago. I said, yeah, it's time to go. I didn't see it all in terms of weather phenomena.
That's when your girlfriend get on your nerves and say, honey, go out and wipe off the car.
You know what? Take the garbage out, please.
Oh, Jesus.
So Buffalo are the favorites at 5 points there, Mr. Levin. So who is your pick?
Chargers?
No, Bills and Rams.
Rams.
No, it was L.A. Yeah, so it's L.A., but it's the Rams. It's the Rams.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Brown?
Let me get them wings.
All right. I get you there. You got Chat. Chat is Bills right now, the chat. And then last game, they also picked the Hawks. They got them Seahawks. Rams in the upset. Oh, we got one person picks the Rams. Oh, we'll see.
They just like me, stupid.
Oh man, I already have another interesting game here. NFC North, AFC West, NFC West. The Chicago going out to San Francisco to play against the 49ers. 49ers are 4.5-point favorites.
Who the coach Mr. Brown.
For who? Oh, for Bears. They hired an assistant. They intern Chris something. I can't remember his last name. First name.
And
is
they're
Chris.
Going out to Frisco.
They beat up though. They got Brock is hurt. Debo is beat up. He's playing though, but he's beat up.
McCaffrey's out for the year,
and McCaffrey's back out for the year.
What happened to him?
His calf.
No, it was PCL. He had his knee.
Or his knee. Oh, his knee. It was a knee.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the way he went down. It looked like his Achilles.
The backup Jordan Mason.
Ain't one of them supplement taking dudes.
Nah.
No, take a lot of
he does train like vigorously. Like he works on his technique running.
Saying all that, the Bears.
The Bears. Okay, you looking for the upset? Okay, the big upset here because that is what it is. Mr. Levins.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the It's in San Francisco. I'm gonna go with the 49ers. They're gonna find a way.
Yeah, I think so too. They'll find a way at home. I'm going to go 49ers with my man Dorsey there. All right, next up, got the Chargers going to the Midwest, to KC, to face those Chiefs, as G would say, Chiefies. And the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites, Mr. Brown. So who's your pick? The Chiefs are 11-1, 6-0 at home. Let you know that.
Chiefies
all day, Mr. Levin.
Yeah, it's going to be close. They're going to win by one or two, but I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, because they're playing against the Chiefs and the referee. So just so everybody knows. That's what some of these memes or whatever videos people posting, trying to come up with reasons why the Chiefs are still winning and undefeated. So just interesting take on what people say out there. We in the chat, everybody picks also the Chiefs, and from the last pick, the 49ers. And then let's wrap this thing up. Last game, Monday Night Football. We got the Bengals going to coming up just north of me in that one-star rated state or team, excuse me, against them boys. And the favorites are Cincinnati, 5.5-point favorites here. You got Mr. Joe Burrow and crew, Jamar Chase coming in. So who's your pick, Mr. Levins?
It's in Cincinnati?
No, it's in Dallas, right north of me.
No, I'm still going with the Bengals.
Bengals, yes indeed. Nice pick, smart pick. Mr. Brown?
Yep.
So I guess that means Cowboys?
For real?
What?
Damn, no. Bengals, fool.
Bengals? Oh, okay. Right up there. So you went Bengals. You threw me off there. All right. Well, Dorsey went Cowboys.
No, I did not.
No, you went Bengals. You went Bengals. Yeah, see? You were right.
Hey, Gilbert. Hey, we need to do an audit at the end of the year on all these picks because he in charge and we ain't checking. We don't know what the fuck is going on.
Hey, we good. Yeah, we got two people checking. Average historian.
My numbers ain't added up for 3 years.
Well,
so.
Your numbers, you already know why your numbers ain't added up.
You and your homeboy checking. How about that?
Give me Jose back there. Just throw it.
Whatever. I'm sorry I'm leading the pack. I'm sorry. I'm a good picker. I can't help it. I was always good at multiple choices, taking the test.
So it was right good when he was doing this.
No, man. They had everybody. They had cameras on us and everything in Nebraska, bro. They had former players watching our backs. Like, man, why are you following me around? Man, we're making sure you go to class. Like,
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone because I don't want to incriminate nobody.
Shut up.
College football player that ever played has cheated. Yeah. Every single one.
Even in high school.
Everybody. Everybody cheated on a test.
SAT, ACT.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm talking about. SAT, ACT. Everybody cheated.
Oh my god. So back to the picks.
You know, it's crazy. My sister graduated from Tech, right? And there's a guy who played quarterback for Tech named Reggie Ball. He played for the Lions actually for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I remember Reggie.
And we was leaving spin class and Reggie teaches at the same place. So I was talking to my sister about cheating. And my sister was like, "Oh yeah, we was doing that too, right?" She was like, "Y'all cheated?" I was like, "Did we?" I said, "Reggie, did you ever cheat at Tech?" He was like, "What?" He was like, "Man, please, listen here. I'm just saying. Most of us had to get through." People say, "What was your major?" It's eligibility. I just majored to be staying eligible.
Oh, kids, man.
Kids, don't listen to this shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, kids ain't got to listen to every former football player who played college ball or they know exactly what I'm talking about.
No. I'll say that.
AG, I know you was cheating. Get out of here.
That motherfucker. I know. AG had cheetah on his back. What?
AG want to catch this show up for the test. But hey, Lord. I didn't know you was in the class.
I got students like that today.
If they would come to me and say, Mr. Brown, why you move your seat on test day? I need to see over this motherfucker's shoulder.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, I was at Notre Dame. I had a dude threaten a little Asian kid. We was taking a final. Mm. He said, hey, man, you move your motherfucking hand, it's going to be a problem.
It's in behind.
And he said it. I could hear exactly what he said.
Right.
And the teacher wasn't too far away. I think the teacher was just like, you know what? I ain't seen shit. I ain't heard shit. Lord. I ain't, just go ahead.
Yeah, we had surveillance on us. They were like popping out like born supremacy. Just people popping out everywhere. Like, damn. Like, where'd you go?
Like, Notre Dame.
I'm going to class.
Was like, the same way.
I'm going to class, man. Chill out. Oh, man. So, we got bye weeks for the teams. Broncos, Colts, Patriots, Commanders, Ravens, and Texans are on the bye week, y'all. So we got the end of the picks, man. That's it. So what y'all got going? Oh, real quick before I ask y'all, what'd you say, G?
I said that's some late bye weeks.
Yeah, some late bye weeks. Yep. Any memories real quick before we get out of here from the Lions rivalry from our games? Start with you, Mr. Levins. Any?
One memory I have, my homeboy who went to Georgia Tech with me, Ryan Stewart. Play safety for Detroit.
Yeah.
And I saw him before the game on the field. Hey, man, what's up? You know, I talked to you after the game. So he goes in. He tells me this after the game. He said, I went in the locker room, and I told the defense that when we were talking, you said you were definitely going to get 100 yards today because you hadn't had a 100-yard game this season yet. And he was like, and you went out there and got 100 yards. I was like, what? I'm like, I'm your boy. Why are you going to set your boy up like that? Like, why would you do that to your homeboy? We went to school together.
Right, exactly.
He's like, hey, man, they saw us talking. I thought that was a perfect opportunity.
Now, he tried to throw you under the bus.
No, he threw me under the bus.
Oh, yeah. But you gave it to him, though. Now, you gave it right back. So
unknowingly.
Right, yeah. What about you, G?
Oh, man, Just the preparation before the game of, I could hear Fritz talking about, take a shot, damn it, take a shot. Instead of you know, looking at him and trying to break down on Barry Sanders, just shoot, just take a shot.
Yeah.
If eight motherfuckers take a shot, the last two got to hit the son, bitch. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I think we did that game. We held them to negative yards.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we all got all smelling ourselves and shit. That next game, because you got to see Detroit twice now.
Yep.
I ain't going to say what happened that second game.
Yeah, no, that's great advice, though, because Barry will break your ankles in half. Oh, going there.
He tore a couple of ACLs. I know that.
He's taking the shot. You might be, he'll stop and plant.
Yeah.
And not taking nothing away from like a Lomas Brown or Kevin Glover and them type of
guys. Yeah, the guys that block for him.
They was good. They was good. But, you know, we always physically, with our defensive line, overmatched a lot of teams. You know what I'm saying? So that shit that Barry was doing was that real shit.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Barry had Emmitt Smith's offensive line?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've thought about that many times.
His nickname would be To Be Continued.
he'd still be running.
Oh, my God. I thought about that so many times. I even met Emmitt one time at one of the Super Bowl parties years ago. And he said, he claimed, he took ownership. He said it, too. He's like, hey, we already know, you know, if I was there and he was here, you know, so you switch it. He's still running for 30,000 yards. I said that.
Emmitt would run through the line and do this, looking for somebody. Like ain't nobody around to hit me.
Right.
Like damn man, what the? Yeah.
When you could play with a separated shoulder, knowing that the only time you're gonna get hit is maybe in the defensive backfield and on the ground. Because I remember watching that game in high school where his separate, he had a separated shoulder, Emmitt Smith, and played the whole game. And I'm like, damn.
His teammates were helping him up off the ground.
Right. And then it's like, okay, first as a kid, you know, teenager, I'm like, man, he's tough as hell. Then as I got older, I'm like, shit, he had an offensive line from heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, AG? What was your moment?
Oh man, I was a fan of everything because I grew up watching y'all, watching the Thanksgiving game. I said just playing in my first Thanksgiving Day game was like, man, I've been waiting for this moment as a kid. I'd be sitting there in front of TV like, oh, who gonna get the turkey leg or whatever? John Madden gonna say crazy coming out of his mouth.
Didn't you get a turkey leg one year?
Yeah, I got one. I'll say one memory though from a game. I think it was one of those turkey games where I knew the linebacker too. So I knew Barrett Green on the other side. We had a mutual friend from Miami, my homeboy Art, and we hung out. We hung out down in Miami, had a good time. We get to the game, like we got half. It's like third quarter. They up, they win. This is one of the ones they got us. They clipped us. And on one play, like you know how when you go through the. You get the ball, and then the referee, you know, it's a penalty. It's like a first false start or something. And mm-hmm. I kind of let up because I was like, oh, the whistle blown. Man, he straight body slammed me. I'm like, oh. Ooh. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, bro. I'm like, I got up in the, and then Brett, like, I was going in on him, and then Brett came and tackled me. I'm like, bro, you about to kill me, man. Relax. I know because you got tackled by Brett before. I think on one of your touchdowns, he tackled you, so you know how that feel.
Yeah.
He come in there full bore too. I'm like, bro, you know you weigh like 250, man. You heavy, like, man. Don't be sitting on my back like that. That hurt. But yeah, that was, you know, some fun stuff. So, all right, y'all, what y'all got for the weekend?
Got safe travels. We got a tournament. I got a tournament. I got four games: two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Okay. Have some fun. Congrats. I say good luck.
Yeah,
my man.
My son is nice, man. I know he's my boy, but
yeah,
I'm gonna hear about him one day.
There you go. What about you, Mr. Brown? What you got for the weekend?
Nothing. After this game on Thursday, I'm chilling.
Yep, sitting there chilling. I gotta go to Nebraska.
That's cold word for fry off.
There you go. So I gotta head back to Nebraska, doing a nice little appearance. They opened a children's cancer center, I think, in Kearney, Nebraska, which is about an hour and a half west of Lincoln. So I'm going there as an appearance, as G said, getting paid, you know.
Yes, sir.
Help out the community there. So yeah, that's it. Maybe try to catch some college football conference championships. See who wins these conference championships this weekend. So
oh, yeah, find out about the college playoff.
How many teams is in the playoff now? 12?
12. It's going to be 12. So we'll find out exactly who those 12
are. So who the national champs this year?
They got a playoff.
They got a playoff.
I mean, who you predicted? Who the national champs?
Oh, predicting? Good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say Oregon because they're undefeated, but I would have to say probably Texas or Georgia.
Texas looked tough, man.
Yeah, Texas, yeah. Oregon. They got a shot.
Yeah.
They got a shot. And I would say, yeah, between Georgia, Texas, SEC team, you know, one of those, because they be fighting all the time.
OG John says Notre Dame. It's going to be some upsets in college.
Yeah, definitely some upsets. And that's why they're doing it. They want to see what happens to the lower tier teams like Boise State. They got you know this kid from Boise State rushed for 2,200 yards?
Yeah, yep.
2,238 yards.
Yeah, dude is nice.
2,000.
Who the trophy winner there?
Yeah.
No, Travis Hunter got that.
I would say Travis. I want Travis. He's doing way. He done, as they say, he's doing too much. He did too much. He did everything. So I see him winning it. But if not, it's a robbery. But
that's crazy, though, man. Play both ways. Could y'all imagine?
Yeah.
I used to die in high school playing both ways.
Hey, I used to be like, coach. My coach was like, boy, stay your ass in there. I'm like, man. Yeah.
We had 33 guys on my high school team. So
we did too. We had the same
play. You want coming off the field.
Nobody came off the field. I'll be looking. I stopped looking at the sidelines. I said, I'm not even.
Oh yeah,
teasing.
You want to come? That wasn't an option.
Nah, I'm like, I'm good. I'm not even looking over there. I was shocked when people came. AAG coming in for. I'm like, oh, thank you. Okay.
High school both ways, and then special teams. You was on a sprinkler special teams.
Yep, I was the punter.
I was the kicker.
Yep, I was punter and awful. I was the punter.
I could kick it through the end zone. Or I can kick it 7 yards to the right.
You went straight on. You did the straight on. Huh? Straight on kicks.
I would love to put y'all two at the guard position on field goal block.
No, sir. I don't want no parts of that. Mm-mm.
You got to sit there and take that ass whoop.
Facts. That's why I'm not... I'm wearing every pad. I'm gonna wear every pad.
You was holding, or if you was like motherfuckers was holding me, and I was like, oh shit, you on extra point? I'm about to give it to your motherfucker.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, those days.
Didn't I know, play. Right? Mm-mm. Good old days.
That's why the big boys had that, so. Hey, chat, appreciate you commentating in here with us. We got
appreciate, yes, sir.
JP, the Orange Lantern, says, mad impressed with what Army, talking about the college football. Army, yeah, their quarterback been balling out of control. The Army quarterback has done this year. It's a shame that they couldn't take down Notre Dame so they could be in the playoff for conversation, too. Yeah, Army's quarterback, he's like a running back, pretty much a running back, toting the rock. He's a beast. He's a big dude, so I'll be surprised if he even gets an opportunity at quarterback the way he toasts the rock. But he could throw the ball, too. So
is Army running that wing T stuff that Georgia Tech used to
They still running that. They never going to stop it because they know.
And they ain't never going to the playoffs running that shit.
They got to get a defense first. Get something. They got to get pass game and defense. So all right, y'all, man. Have a good rest of your day. I know you got to go see
the rest of the week.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Go Pack on Thursday. Go Pack
on Thursday night. Prime on Twitch and Prime Video. So if you got both, you could catch it. And playing on kicks suck. What OG say? What you say? Something. All right, chat, man. Appreciate y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. Chat. Same bat channel, same bat time. Here we go. Peace out. Turn this thing off here. Here we go.
This is Alumni Media.